Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong.
You're feeling okay?
I am a little bit under the weather.
That's okay.
Yes.
As always, we're here to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by this, we mean that you do not even need our treatment after a while, if you follow our diet and exercise recommendations and our lifestyle changes. And what we do is we use a very strong form of acupuncture to open the meridians in the body and connect the body back to the soul, as Dr. Tong likes to say.
That's right. Okay. The life on your body comes from your soul and spirit and mind, an invisible energy that Western science and Western medicine know nothing about. They don't recognize it. They know nothing about. The Chinese call qi, has a very important role. It had the ability to restore order.
Right.
To restore health.
Right.
Okay. All the problem in this universe, the first thing you need to get is the mind of the mind. Like, for instance, in a company, okay, something wrong, you go to the mind, the CEO, and you take his mind. He had to think how to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's very sick. His qi is not in his body, and he won't be able to resolve it.
Right.
Okay. After he uses his mental qi to devise a plan, then he uses physical qi to tell the worker to use
what
the physical qi to do what to do.
Right.
And you can go from a company to a messy kitchen.
Right.
The mind of the kitchen is the housewife.
Right.
Okay. The housewife had to be healthy to use her qi to think about how to put things back together,
right,
and use the physical qi to put the thing back together. So everything, every problem, start with qi.
The mind.
Qi goes into the physical system. It opens circulation of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
In California, for instance, okay, it opened the traffic,
mm-hmm,
or traffic circulation. Okay, the spirit or the police, the driver, directs the vehicle where to go, so they go to the area they
right
are needed, like
so
the police.
The same way that she directs the blood where to go,
exactly,
or where the lymph to go, or your white blood cells where to go.
Yes.
So that's
the white blood cell.
No,
to get the message from the central intelligence that your lung had pneumonia or joint had inflammatory reaction. Okay, so they are needed there. So the white cell, the spirit of the white cell, guide the white cell to the knee,
right,
to the joint,
right,
to the lung, or to where they are directed. Just like the police get reported, okay, we have a robbery here, so they direct the car there. Okay, right. So it's always the qi. You put dead police in a car, it's not going to solve anything. So if you pump the circulation on a cadaver, the cadaver is continue going to be rot.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Otherwise, you
happen.
Have a whole bunch of rich people just have circulation pump to keep the physical body alive.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, current researchers, billions and billions of dollars, all the effort worldwide, you're never going to find a cure of a single disorder. I guarantee you this is the case.
Right.
Because, okay, to cure somebody, you need to treat and cure and reverse all symptoms. And currently, okay, the research is aimed on one symptom at a time, high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, okay, but not the whole person.
Right.
So the approach is wrong.
If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Before we get to our guest today, I just want to recap who we had on last week with us. We had Mary Lou, who was Jose's daughter. So Jose suffered from a stroke in 2000. Where the left side of his brain was affected, and so his right side became very weak and semi-paralyzed. He then started experiencing neck pain, numbness in parts of his hands, and then subsequently had a surgery where his vertebrae were fused. After the surgery, he continued to have pain. Actually, the pain in his arms increased, and rehabilitation and physical therapy did not help. In 2005, he had a second fusion 3 years later, C5 and C6, the pain continued, and he had no mobility, he could not do exercises, and this also did not help.
Yeah, the audience should really take note of this information we are providing in this radio show. See, Jose had one surgery. Yeah, in the beginning, they talked to him that it will improve. It didn't.
In fact, it got worse.
Okay,
right.
After the surgery, it got worse. Then he had a second one because he's desperate.
Right.
Okay, the doctor say, this time might work. It won't work.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you have surgery, especially neck surgery, it's very traumatic. You lose a lot of blood and you lose a lot of qi.
A lot of scar.
And get a lot of scarring. And so it makes your healing time even longer. It makes your power to heal less.
Especially abdominal surgery.
Right.
There's a whole bunch of qi. Just like an apple, the skin holds the qi inside. You cut the apple starts rotting. Okay?
Right,
cut open the abdomen,
oxidizes.
The qi goes out.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So biofeedback. He tried biofeedback, which helped but was not lasting. He still was stiff and had a lot of pain. Same thing. Acupuncture. He had relief, but it was not long lasting. He had acupuncture about twice a month for 2 to 3 years. And it would help a little bit. And he believes in the principle of acupuncture. And so he heard us on the radio. His daughter brought him to see us. And after 3 treatments, he's so much better. After the first treatment, actually, he had no pain. It came back after a couple of days. But after the second treatment, he noticed a significant improvement in his strength. And he could walk without a walker. And it's been over a year since he has walked without a walker. And this is after only the second treatment. The third treatment, his daughter noticed that his attitude had an attitude change.
Yes.
Because he's been a little bit more negative because of what he's been going through for the past few years.
Okay, let me explain, okay? Qi is an emotion. Qi is your life, okay? So the acupuncture for all the 2 years of the twice a week treatment does not provide enough life and strength.
Right.
Okay? But one or two of our treatment, okay, provide enough strength. The first one did not provide enough to last.
Right.
But for 2 days, he had no pain because the qi opened up the circulation.
Right.
After the second treatment, more qi, so he had more strength.
And it lasted longer.
And the third treatment, okay, his mind and soul is in the body.
Now he has an emotional improvement, improvement.
So he had total control, a lot more control over the body, so he feel good.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. We also had with us last week Bob, who fell about a month ago on his hands and knee at the market and had excruciating pain in his wrists as well as back pain. He also experienced a traumatic event in his life. His mother passed away. Mary, who his cousin also was on our show before. Mary was his mother, but his cousin talked about Mary, how we treated Mary and helped her through pneumonia. She was about 92 years old, so... After now Bob has had 5 treatments with us. The pain in his wrists are pretty much gone. I treated him a couple days ago, and he has virtually no pain in his wrists anymore. Back pain good, and most importantly, emotionally, he is doing so much better dealing with the death of his mother. And he was very, very, very close to his mother.
Yes.
So he's doing so much better. Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Shall we get to our guest today?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we have with us Ruth now. Welcome, Ruth.
Welcome back, Ruth.
Welcome back.
I'm
yes.
here. I'll be here till I'm healed.
So Ruth is actually, she's a repeat guest, and her story is so amazing that we are having her back on again to kind of give us a little update on how she's doing and the details on all the improvements she's seen the past few months. Ruth, tell us, first of all, where you're from, what you do, and give us a little brief history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong and your course with Dr. Tong.
I'm from Silver Lake. That's near East Hollywood in Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a diabetic since 1989,
mm-hmm.
and then it got worse, and with all the stress, like my mom died in February, my dad in August, my brother in December, with all these stresses.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't know
when
that.
When was that? What
that
year
was that? That same year?
That was in, like, 2001 or 2002.
Okay, so your mother passed away, your father, and then your brother?
Right.
Oh,
and then I got up to 239 pounds from, you know, the stress of working as a legal secretary and some other things going on in my life.
So were you able to see at that time?
At that time, I could see. Until the stress hit me, I lost my vision in 3 months.
Actually, we never knew about that,
yes,
Ruth. Because
yes.
So actually, up till 2000, you were still seeing and working then as a legal secretary?
That's true.
So then you had a huge stress on your life, losing 3 close people in your life in 1 year.
Right.
And then, so...
Along with all my other problems.
Okay. What else did you have?
Oh, altogether, I had diverticulitis.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of digestion problems. I had neuropathy so bad in my legs, it was awful. It was so hard to walk, and I kept falling down
mm-hmm.
because my legs were, like, numb.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had varicose veins that were all knobby and ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And
high blood pressure?
I had high blood pressure.
Thyroid problems, right?
Yes, I've had thyroid problems for quite a while. Mm-hmm.
So let's give them more detail. How bad was your blood pressure?
How
high?
It was awful. I was in the emergency room at 300 something.
Oh, so you were on medication? Oh,
her blood sugar.
I was on medication.
For blood sugar, right?
Blood pressure, too.
Blood pressure. Okay, how high was your blood pressure, though?
It was in the 200s, 200s. 300s. I'd go to the emergency room.
300?
Even 300s? Your blood pressure?
Oh, wow.
Yes, they gave me 3 pills and made me stay there for a couple hours until it went down.
Wow, we didn't even know about all of this.
And my poor neighbor had to sit with me until they let me go home because she took me to the emergency.
Mm-hmm. Now, and then your diabetes, your hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of how high your sugar is. How high was that before you came to see Dr. Tong?
200 and 300s, and my A1C was 11.
11, which is very poorly controlled diabetes.
2 to 300. And how much insulin were you taking?
37 and 24, I believe.
Units per day.
37 IR, which is really the strong stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then 24 N. Mm-hmm. And in the afternoon, I would have a lesser amount of each.
Okay, with your meals.
So over 100 units a day.
That's true.
And your blood sugars still go to 300.
Yeah, I was in the hospital. I was in the emergency room a couple of times with my blood pressure close to 300 something.
Oh my goodness.
And the blood sugar?
The blood sugar ran 235 up to 300, but I was ignorant. I didn't know anything about stress or anything about diet.
Now that we know what happened, this is actually a huge contributing factor to why you got sick so quickly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you also had back pain, is that correct? And knee pain?
Oh, I've had back pain for years. I have L4, L5.
And you couldn't put on your socks for that case?
I couldn't bend over. mm-hmm. let alone put on my socks and shoes. I couldn't bend over at all.
And then your knee, you had a tear in your knee?
Yes, since 1959 I have a 7-millimeter tear in my right knee.
1959 you've had it?
I was a cheerleader and I fell through the bleachers, the basketball bleachers.
Oh.
And back then, they didn't take you to the doctor.
Oh, you were a cheerleader and you fell through the bleachers.
The coach told me, hey, stop crying. Our guys get hurt like that all the time, and they don't cry. So I just shut up.
You said, I'm a woman, you know. Yeah. How many times did you fall? You fell?
I have fallen 11 times in 3 years, but I haven't fallen for a long time.
Right. This was before you came to see us, right?
Yeah, before. I was in the emergency room at Hollywood Presbyterian.
Yeah, and you used a cane to walk, is that correct?
I used a red and white cane because mm-hmm. I could not see.
Mm-hmm. So how many times were you in the emergency room for falling?
Three
times. Okay.
Okay, let's get to it. So you came to see Dr. Now, let's kind of explain how you come to see Dr. Tong. Because you live in Silver Lake.
Right. I was listening to Christian radio, and I was depressed, so I put on Christian radio. And so then I hear this Dr. Tong. And I said, what's a Chinese guy doing on Christian radio? So that made me take my attention to listen to what was going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I did that for a long time.
And it wasn't
when he said, this is next week, the last week I'm going to be on this station, that really got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I got to go out there. I don't know how I'm going to get out there, but I'm going to get out there. And so I made up my mind at the time. That was in about September when you went off that program.
2005, right.
And then I think in either early October or middle October, I was at your doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a tough decision for you.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you were kind of blind.
I was frightened to even walk down
right.
the street.
You could not see?
I had no dimension to see how far the curb was from the street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gee.
And that's why I fell. So then I used to go sideways, step sideways down into the street to make sure I had better balance when I couldn't see how far down.
And it took you about 3 to 4 hours just to get to our office, is that correct?
One way.
That's
true.
One way, using the bus.
That's true. I had to get the 175 to the red line downtown, go across the street, get the 460, get to Disneyland, take the 43 for 1 hour to your office.
That is amazing.
That is why, Ruth, we are giving you some additional treatment for free. We just so empathize your story.
But the problem is, see, I came there according to what Medicare paid.
Yes.
And then I started adding on the acupuncture by myself because
yes.
my son says you got to keep going to Dr. Mm-hmm. Tong. So I was paying for the acupuncture, right? And then when you decided to give me some accelerated treatment,
yes.
mm-hmm.
blew my mind what happened.
Okay, right. Tell us what happened.
What happened
was... Some of the detail, okay?
My left eye was completely opaque and I could not see anything.
Mm-hmm.
My right eye has low vision and it had all these floaters in it, and which made it hard. And I had these black, like, spider webs from broken blood vessels, the blood floating in it. So after I started getting those extra treatments, everything, all the opaqueness, not all the opaqueness, but my left eye, it started getting a little translucent where I could see like in front of me now after 5 treatments, I can actually close my right eye and I can see the outline of my stereo system and the color. Because I have those retinopathy and that one where the colors were fading.
Mm-hmm.
Macular degeneration. And now I have my colors coming back really deep.
Oh, my goodness.
And your left eye is a worse eye?
The left eye was legally blind.
The left eye was the worst eye.
Right, was legally blind.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm looking around, and I can see objects, but I can't tell you what they truly are,
right.
because I can see the colors, and I know what they are.
And what are you able to do now? Give us a kind of,
that you weren't able to do before.
Before, right.
I don't need Carmen to do my laundry anymore.
You can do your own laundry because you can put
I can put the coins in the slot,
mm-hmm.
and I can put the stuff in the dryer without leaving everything, dropping everything between the washing machine and the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
I can pick up coins off the floor. If I drop money, I could see it on the floor. If I drop a pill.
And your vacuum cleaner, how's that?
Oh, my vacuum cleaner? So frustrating. Have you ever tried to plug electrical cord into the wall and you keep missing the outlet? You cannot get the little things in. If you've had that frustration, Dr. Tong can help you.
Because you're plugging it in now, huh?
And if you want to go get the pliers out of the toolbox and you're having a hard time locating something in the toolbox to give to Henry to fix something, it was a frustration. Now I can go to the toolbox because my right eye's cleared up a whole bunch. And I can find what I need in the toolbox.
Right. And
you can plug in the plug easily.
Yes.
And the last time we treated you a few days ago, you could see the clock. You could tell what time it was, right?
I surprised you guys, huh?
Yes.
I surprised everybody at Gelson's I can read the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I used to ask them all the time, hey, what time is it?
And now you're reading with a magnifying glass?
I'm reading with a magnifying glass, but I can read large numbers. I mean, large letters without the magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm. And what about writing? Were you able to write before?
The first time I wrote was when you asked me to try and write a testimony.
Right.
I said, she's such a nice person. I have to try this. So when I went to the Center for the Partially Sighted, I got a line guide. And I wrote with the line guide, and I astounded myself.
And it was like a 7-8-page letter to me, actually.
Yeah, and it was it was written in large letters. But I did it with a line guide.
How long ago was that?
That's when she asked me to write a testimony letter. She was going to give it to her insurance company.
She wrote it
to
me this year.
This year.
She wrote it in June, May or June. And you said you haven't written in 3 years. Is that correct? Longer, maybe.
Longer than that. When I went to school in 2001, that's when I didn't write anymore.
Right.
I got kicked out of school. But guess what? I have confidence now, and I've enrolled in Glendale City College starting February 19th.
Fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. And how are your lungs now? You're breathing, because you used to have a lot of sinus infections. How's your breathing now?
Oh, and asthma. Do you know, when I was laying on the table once, I told Dr. Tong, you know, they would never let me sing in the choir at church because I couldn't hold enough air. And he said, I'll fix that. He gave me two shots in the diaphragm area right underneath the ribs. And, oh, my gosh, I can take a ton of air in my lungs now.
And your back and your knee, how's that now?
My back, it hurts once in a while, but not really hurts. It's a very dull pain once in a while. And then my right knee, I can trot down the street now.
And we haven't even treated the knee in months.
Yeah, we
haven't. Right, I can... If anybody saw me in the street that knows me in my neighborhood, they know how I've improved because before... I walked very slowly, used my cane.
Yeah, she's very
agile now.
Measured
with my cane the dimension to the street, so I'd be sure and walk, you know, get down the curb all right.
Mm-hmm.
Do it sideways. Well, I'm not doing it sideways much anymore.
Sideways.
Right. And so you're very much more agile, and you used to have a leaky bladder, too. Tell us about that.
I had a horrible bladder. I'm not kidding you. Before, I was on diapers for a while, and then went to Dr. Tong. And I was still leaking, but I wasn't like before when I get out of bed. I couldn't make it to the bathroom. I just leak everywhere.
And now?
And now, very rarely do I have a leaky bladder, but we're still working on that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's incredible. Hardly any leaking in my bladder.
And your A1C...
my lungs are clear, my diaphragm works, and
your
my right knee is fine.
Right, your A1C, how's that now, the last time you checked it?
I was 6.7 or 6.8.
Right.
And today I go to the doctor at 3 o'clock and get another A1C.
Mm.
Okay.
So you guys will know because I'm not taking 12 units and 8 units of insulin anymore. We've cut back.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you taking right now?
Well, in the morning I take 4 units.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what my blood is.
Yes.
But usually it's 4 units in case, or more, depending on my blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't eat late at night, which is one of those things now, I haven't captured yet.
Yeah. One last thing before we let you go is I want you to stress on your diet, because I think this is something that you learned yourself.
Okay. The first year, I had a lot of problems. I couldn't read, and I didn't have anybody to help me with my diet, make a diet. But
right.
The second year,
that you're seeing us, right?
The pH Miracle book, because Dr. Tong stresses pH, body pH. So I got the book, The pH Miracle for Diabetics, and The pH Miracle, and I take green powder now. Mm-hmm. And if I'm out on the street and I can't eat enough greens, I get my $19 bottle of alfalfa tablets, and I take my tablets with me. That's 1,000 for like $19. And I take a handful every time I'm not eating greens, mm-hmm. and I'm out in the street. I take the water. You gotta drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. And also weight loss. When you first came to see us, you were 239. How much do you weigh now?
192.
So she's lost almost 50 pounds.
Yeah, this is what I mean. You know, first visit with us, okay, I spend about an hour with each patient regarding their diet, regarding pH, regarding alkalizing if they are acidic. Most people are acidic.
Right.
Okay.
Because of the diet.
Teach them how to alkalize them. So the patient, number one, have a lot of responsibility on long-term cure.
Right.
We fix his body temporarily. If you keep doing the same mistake, you block the channel. You block the chi again.
So you have to do your part as well.
If they do their part like Ruth, okay, so the improvement, it keep on going.
I just didn't understand the first year. I was trying, but I was a sick puppy.
But the other thing, too, was you were only coming 3 times every 60 days.
Yeah,
so
and I was a puppy.
Right. And you were still getting improvement, but now that you've been coming every week, I think the improvement you've noticed is dramatic.
I'm not depressed anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, here's another point, okay? She had multiple symptoms, mm-hmm. okay? And, of course, we cannot treat every symptom all the time. But even then, everything improved.
Right.
Okay? So that's what we mean by curing. And at this point, okay, I told you again and again, okay, you really do not need that 4 unit of insulin. 120, 130 blood sugar is not harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you really discipline yourself and don't eat late at night,
right,
you don't need the insulin anymore. Right, okay, and then after a while, you get you know, this happen not eating late at night. And after a while, when you get stronger, you can eat it late at night, and your blood sugar will still be normal.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we are just so impressed and so proud of you that you've, you know, come this far along. So we're going to have to update our audience again on your progress later in the future.
Yes.
Great.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.